Okay, today's daf is your tet. We'll do a Furot Shalem up for the week. David Avram ben Miriam, Orli Pinina bat Racha Frida, Yael Miriam bat Chaya, Rafael Racham, Aviv Rachamim ben Tzipora, Ronit bat Sarah, Avam Muna bat Chava, Shlomo Salman ben Esther Lea, Dvar Rudya bat Freda Gila. Viloi Nishmat Rav Tzvi Chaim ben Levi Etel, ben Lea Etel, Moshe Chaim ben Ahuva, Hershel Tzvi Shlomo Chaim ben Dina Sar. Okay, we're going to start at the two dots, about 10 lines from the bottom. We're referring back, we're going to finish the parak today. We're referring back to, okay, which means that basically we're ending the whole Tuma discussion. We're going to move into Shavuot, which is the main topic of our Masechet. If you recall, there was a whole debate about Shtayim Shem Arba in Yediyot HaTuma. Are there really Shtayim Shem Arba, meaning you forgot your Tameh and you went to the Mikdash, or you forgot your Tameh and you ate Kodshim? Are those the only two cases? Or are there an additional two cases of you forgot that it was the Beit HaMikdash there, or you forgot that it was Kodshim that you were eating? So, if you recall, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva had a debate about where we learn out that it's really only Shtayim, and it's not Arba, okay? That you don't, which means basically what? You don't bring a Korban Olav Yored if you forgot it was the Beit HaMikdash, or you forgot it was Kodshim. Okay, those are not cases that were required to bring an Olav Yored. So, in the two dots, we're starting there. Rabbi Lezer Omer HaSheretz V'Ne'elamimen. If you remember, we had a debate about what the drasha was. Was it because the pasuk says, let me read the whole pasuk again, O nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tameh, o b'nivlat chayat tameh, o b'nivlat behemat tameh, o b'nivlat sheretz tameh. Remember, it gives all those cases. V'Ne'elamimen. So, because it says, V'Ne'elamimen v'hu tameh v'ashem, so because the Tamei comes next to Obunivlat Sheretz Tamei, right? So because of that, they say, it says a Sheretz, and then it says Vine'elamimenu. So because the Vine'elamimenu comes right next to the Sheretz, we learn from there that it's only if you're Tamei by touching a Sheretz and not because you forgot that it was the Mikdash. Okay? That's his drasha. And Rabbi Akiva holds that it's from the... Right, where is it? Does it say it here? I have to go back to the Mishnah. So Rabbi Akiva says, "V'ne'elami menu v'hu tameh." Okay, because it says "V'ne'elami menu v'hu tameh v'ashem," so he learns from there. It's only if he's tameh v'ne'elami menu, and not mikdash or tum. So they each learn it from different parts of the same pasuk. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, which is, my benayu, what's the difference between them? So the first opinion, we're going to have two opinions about what's the difference. Amar Chizkia, sheretz v'nevela ika benayu. Rabbi Lezer Savar, bi'ina adiyada, iba sheretz itme, iba nevela itme. Let's say you're not sure whether you were tame by a sheretz or whether you were tame by a dead animal, okay, a carcass. So if you don't know which one made you tame, then according to Rabbi Lezer, that's not going to work to be mechayev you a korban olav yoreh, because he says it's the juxtaposition of the word sheretz. It means you have to know exactly what made you tameh to be chayev a korban olav yoreh. That's what Chizkiah is assuming. Now, not everyone assumes this, but Chizkiah assumes this, and therefore he's going to hold be'inan adiyada. You have to know, and if you don't know, you're not chayev korban. Rabbi Akiva savar, and because Rabbi Akiva says it's on behu tameh, so it doesn't matter how you're tameh, whether, as long as you're tameh, it doesn't matter whether you were tameh and you didn't know why you were tameh, whether it was a sheretz or a nevela, it doesn't make a difference. So Rabbi Akiva savar, lo b'inan adiyada. Tkeven didiyadi itameh ba'olam lo tzarech, iba sheretz itmeh, iba nevela itmeh. Okay, in other words, since you knew you were tameh, it doesn't make a difference what made you tameh, since his drasha is on the words, v'hu tameh. If you're going to darshan the word sheretz, that means you have to know it was a sheretz that made you tameh, or whatever it was that made you tameh. V'chein Amar Ula, and Ula agrees with Chizkiah, sheretz v'nevela ikabenayu. How do we know this? This is an interesting way that we know this. Do Ula rame Rabbi Lezer or Rabbi Lezer? Okay, so first we're going to say, because Ula brought up a contradiction between Rabbi Lezer to Rabbi Lezer, meaning he himself contradicts himself. How so? We're going to see in a minute. Umeshane mi Amar Rabbi Lezer b'inan adiyada ibe sheretz itme ibe nevela itme. This is what he said. Umeshane, period. And he answered it. Okay? In his answer of the contradiction, he's going to come to this conclusion. So now, we have to go back and say, well, where did Rabbi Lezer contradict himself? So mi amar Rabbi Lezer beinan ibasheret it adiyada ibasheret itme ibinevelet me. Did Rabbi Lezer really say that you need to know which one? Ureminhi amar Rabbi Lezer manashach chelav achal chayav no tarachal chayav. Rabbi Lezer says if you ate a piece of, let's say you ate two pieces, one was, and you don't know which was which, okay? So right, sorry, is that the case? If you Right. I assume the suffix is you ate both, and you're just not sure which one you ate in each occurrence. Okay? So you... One second. Right. Either which way, let's say you ate a piece of chelev, and you ate a piece of notar.
So you ate one, but you don't know which...
Oh, that's what it is. Thank you. Okay, fine. I'm getting confused from the other case. Okay. So you ate a piece of either chelev or notar. Either which way, you're going to be chayav chatat, right? It doesn't matter whether it was chelev or it was notar. Okay, second case. Chilel Shabbat, Shabbat chilel chayav. Yom HaKippurim chilel chayav. Okay, they explain that what's the case? It was ben hashmashot. Between Yom Kippur and Shabbat, even though nowadays, right, Yom Kippur will never come out next to Shabbat. But in theory, theoretically, they're saying, if Yom Kippur came out right next to Shabbat, and it was Bein HaShemashah, and you don't know which day it was, which you were Mechalel, again, you would bring a Korban Chata, because either which way, you were Mechalel something. Here's a much stranger one. Your wife's in bed with your sister. Okay, not you, but a man's wife is in bed with his sister. Ishto nida ba'al chayav, achoto ba'al chayav. He's not sure which one he had sex with. So either which way, he'd be chayav because either it was his wife or it was his sister. Right? His wife was in nida. So either which way, he'd be chayav. Okay, strange case. But anyway, and also Yom Kippur is a strange case because it never would happen. But anyway, they're just bringing the concept. Okay, so now what is he saying? Here it doesn't matter according to this. You would bring it even if you're not sure which Avera you did. And Rabbi Lezer, we just said, you have to know, was it a Sheret or was it an Avela? Otherwise, you have to bring the Olav Yored. Now, notice the difference. One is a Korban Chatat and one is a Korban Olav Yored. So, Amar la Rabbi Yeshua, Harehu Omer, Ohoda Lav Chatato Asher Chataba. So, by the way, Rabbi Yeshua disagrees with Rabbi Lezer. We're not yet up to the resolution of the contradiction. Rabbi Yeshua says, but it says, Ohoda Lav Chatato Asher Chataba. Which means, right, when do you bring Korban Chata? When you know the Chata, when you realize your mistake. But what does he say? Not just you realize your mistake, that you did something wrong, but you know the Chet Asher Chatabo. So Asher Chataba, right? This, we often darshan the word Ba as, okay, I'm going to put it up on the board because we're going to get to it soon. Okay, we're going to have to say later, so just remember when we get back to it because you're not going to remember what we're up to. But he darshans the word ba to say specifically that chet. You have to know what you did wrong, otherwise you're not chayav a korban chatat. We're going to have to ask what does Rabbi Lezer do with the word ba, but we're going to get there in a little while. Umashane, so how does he explain this? Hatam asher chata vehevi amar rachmana. Chet kolshehu. Hacha midichti b'chol davar tamei o b'nivlat sheretz tamei. Lamali. There it says, Oda alav chatato, he's not darshaning the ba. Rabbi Lezer says, Asher Chata. Right? And then he has to bring his korban. So what do they say? Chet kolshehu. As long as you know you did a chet, it doesn't matter what chet you did. As long as you know you did a chet, then you're chayav. So in this case, no matter what, he did a chet, so he'd be chayav. That's what Rabbi Lezer says. That's why korban chatat, because of the drasha and the pasuk there. But when it comes to the korban olev yoreh, what does it say? Bechol davar tameo b'nivlat sheretz tamei lamali. Why do we need to say, if you notice, the whole pasuk in general was a very redundant pasuk. Why didn't you say, if you touch a sheretz, if you touch a nevela, chaya, a behema, chaya, nivlat, right, it was just said a lot of things, nivlat, chaya, nivlat, behema, nivlat, sheretz. Why did it need to specify every single case? Shema minah, b'inan adiyada, iba sheretz, itami, iba nevela, itami. And it's obviously he's saying, the pasuk there goes into all the detail in order to tell us, you have to know which one. The Rabbi Akiva, so what about Rabbi Akiva? Why doesn't he, what does he think all those additional things in the pasuk are? So now, if you remember, back to Daf Zayin, We had a drasha of Rebbe on the behema. Okay, so let's go back for a minute. So what does Rebbe Akiva say? I did buy lemichtam behema v'chaya l'chid Rebbe. Rebbe needed the word behema for his drasha. What did he need it for? We had a very interesting question at the very beginning of the parak, of the Masechet and Daf Zayim, where we said, how do we know that he was, remember, it only says if you're Tamei, you have to bring a korban olevi oreb. It doesn't say what you did when you were Tamei. Did you go to the mikdash? Did you eat kodshim? It doesn't say that in the pasuk. So how did we learn that? So Rebbe said, where do we learn it from? Well, there's extra words in the pasuk. What words extra? The behema, because you could have just said chaya, would have included behema. Why did it say behema? To teach you that we make a gzera shava from behema to a different place where it says behema. And what's the pasuk where it says behema? There it says you get karet if you eat kodshim when you're Tamei. So there they said, because it says behema in that pasuk, and it says behema here, that comes to teach you that the subject of our sentence is, our pasuk is, someone who's tame, who eats kodshim. And then once we had kodshim, remember what we said? How do we learn mikdash? Because it says, chol kodesh lo tiga, v'le mikdash lo tavo. Those two are juxtaposed. So once we have the kodshim from the gezeirah shava, we then learn also the mikdash. So, therefore, the word behema is needed for that. Okay, that's why it's necessary. Now, it still doesn't explain why it says nevelat sheretz. So now what do they tell you? So therefore, k'tiv nami sheretz, once it started going into details of behema, in order to teach you the gzera shava, and it said chaya, because that was the main one we were going to say, then therefore they added also sheretz. And we don't have to worry that it's extra, and you need to darshan it, because we have a concept, principle that says, k'detan de berub Yishmael, kol parsha shenemra v'nishnet. Anytime you say something and you repeat it, or there's unnecessary stuff, lo nishnet ela b'shvil davar shenitchadesh ba. In other words, the reason they started going into all this detail was for the behema. Once they had that, they went into some more detail, but the whole point is it was all because of the chidush of the behema. And there's no need to be darshan any further than that. You could have still extra things in the pasuk, but it all comes from that original need for the behema. So Relezer says the behema is coming for this gzera shava to teach us b'chlal what the subject of the sentence is, right? That the person was tamei and he went and ate kodshim and went into the mikdash. And therefore, he doesn't learn from there that you have to know which is which. Okay? That's Rabbi Akiva, because remember, he doesn't darshan that you need to know which is which. So now we have to ping pong back. I told you we were going to get back to this. Rabbi Lezer, hi, ba, my avidle. Remember, Rabbi Akiva said ba. Okay? Oh, dala vasher chata ba. So you need, I'm sorry, this is Rabbi Yoshua. So why, wait, how did we get to Rabbi Akiva? Mm-hmm. Oh, right, no. Mm-hmm. Right. In the debate that Rabbi Elazar had with Rabbi Yoshua, right, Rabbi Akiva was the main opinion about saying you don't need to know which is which. Right, that was the whole way we understood the machloket, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, about hasheretz v'nei lami menu or tameh, right? Is it, you just have to know your tameh, or is it you specifically need to know the sheretz? So now, when it says, oh hodalav chatato asher chataba, and he said, ad shiv adalo b'mechata, right? That was Rabbi Yoshua. You have to know for the chatat what you did a chay for, and he said, it doesn't matter. Chelav achal, all that. So what does he do with ba? My avidle, prat limit asek. He says, that comes to exclude the case of a mit asek. Okay, this is a term we had when we came to Masechet Shabbat, if you remember Mit'asik. So what's the difference between Shogeg and Mit'asik? So there's a few different explanations. I'm going to stick with Rashi. Rashi says, Prat l'mit'asik. What's Mit'asik? B'davar heter u'bali yado isur. V'lo nitka... Sorry, Mit'asik b'davar heter u'bali yado isur. V'lo nitkaven l'gufa shel zo. Okay, like what? Kigon shenitkaven l'chtochet hatalush. He went to do an act. What did he go to do? He went on Shabbat to cut something that was already detached from the ground. You could do that. You can cut a vegetable on Shabbat, right? It's detached. But what did he do by accident? Chatach et hamechubar. Okay? Or in our case, nitkaven leishto. He goes into bed to have relations with his wife. Vahare achoto ima b'mita. Look at this case, okay? The sister's in bed with them. V'nishmita ishto uba achoto tachteh. Okay, and his wife slips out of bed and the sister comes in place of her. Okay, right, imagine the situation. Okay, meaning he intended to sleep with his wife, but something happened and instead of, you know, he basically like missed the object he was intending, right? And he knew what object he was intending for, just the object kind of moved and something came in its place type of thing. Okay, whereas what would shogeg be? Would you, in that case, mitase, what he's saying is ba. Ba means only if you intended for the act with that object. Okay? So, but if you intended for a different object and some other object came in its place, well, then that's mitasek and you're not chayav at all.
Like my finger when I'm cutting a vegetable.
What?
Like my finger when I'm cutting a vegetable. I mean to cut the vegetable.
Right, but you cut your finger, exactly. Okay? So what's shogeg? What's shogeg? It's you intended an act with an object, but you were mistaken about the status of the object. And it's he intended to have sex with his wife, but he didn't realize that it was his sister instead of his wife. Okay? That would be where he thought the object was his wife, but it turns out it was his sister, as opposed to he, and then in other words, he did the act with the object he was intending to do the act with, right? As opposed to the first case, the mitasek, where he was intending for a different object, right? Just somehow the objects got switched or something messed up somewhere. Okay, so that's what he uses ba for, to say mitasek, but not this case. Okay, so going back to just review, we had Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar darshins the sheretz v'ne'ala mimenu, and Rabbi Akiva darshins tamei, right, v'ne'ala mimenu v'hu tamei. And we said, what's the difference between them? The difference between them would be that Rabbi Elazar would require you to know what made you tamei. Right? We said Rabbi Akiva doesn't need that. He uses those extra words for his drasha of saying, you know, the Rebbe drasha, which is you needed to teach you what the subject of the sentence was, and that's why the word sheretz is there, not for that. Okay, and there's an actual difference, the halacha, between them. But now we're going to have Rabbi Yochanan, who doesn't think there's an actual difference, the halacha, between them. Rabbi Yochanan amar mashma'u dorshim ikabeinayu. It's just a matter of where they darshan. It's not, there's no difference, the halacha, between them. They both totally agree halachically. V'chein amar Rav Sheshet, mashma'u dorshim ikabeinayu. And Rav Sheshet also says that. And how do we know that Rav Sheshet says this? De Rav Sheshet machlif de Rabbi Elazar le Rabbi Akiva, de Rabbi Akiva le Rabbi Elazar. Here's an interesting way we learn it. Sometimes he taught that Rabbi Elazar used this drasha and Rabbi Akiva used that drasha, and sometimes he mixed up who said what. And he said that Rabbi Akiva said the other drasha and Rabbi Elazar said the other drasha, and sometimes he said it one way, sometimes he said it the other way. And the point is that since he wasn't careful, okay, this is interesting, you can debate this, since he wasn't careful and he mixed up who said what, we assume that it wasn't so significant who said what, because there's no real difference in the halacha between them. If there was a real difference in the halacha between them, he'd be careful to teach it the right way. Okay, whether or not
Rabbi Eliezer
you accept
and
that.
Rabbi Akiva from different generations anyhow? I mean, isn't Rabbi Yishmael usually the machloket of Rabbi... I mean, this is not generation dependent.
Right. I'm not sure if Rabbi Eliezer is a different generation than Rabbi Akiva.
No.
I don't remember. Yeah, you have it? Okay, right. Rabbi Eliezer, assuming this is Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus, then he's a generation before Rabbi Akiva. Not sure, they, especially in one generation difference, they often could have debated things at the same time. So I'm not sure there's so much to make of that. Okay. Ba'amine Rava Mirav Nachman. Okay, Rava asks a question from Rav Nachman. He'elem ze v'ze b'yado mahu. According to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Akiva, they both agree that what? That if you have he'elem mikdash or he'elem kodshim, then you're not chayav a korban or levi yored. But if you have he'elem tumah, then you are. So what if, he asks a good question, what if you have he'elem ze v'ze b'yado? You forget that you're tameh, and you forget that it's the mikdash here, where you forget that it's kodshim. So, Amar Le, so Rav Nachman answers him, Hare he'elem tumah b'yado v'chayav. What's the difference whether he also had he'elem mikdash or not? He has he'elem tumah, and he'elem tumah, you have to do a korban or levi yored. So Rav says back to him, Adraba. Hare helim mikdash biyado upatur. But we learn that if you forget the mikdash, then you're patur from a korban olev yored. So maybe the fact that you forgot the mikdash, that you forgot tuma and you forgot the mikdash, well, you should be patur for that, because as the question is, right, what's motivating it? In other words, it's a very interesting theoretical question. In other words, do we say that it still has the criteria because you have helim tuma? Or do we say the fact that you also had Helim Mikdash, first of all, you could say it like this. It makes you so shogeg. Not only do you not know your Tameh, you also don't even know that, right? Like imagine if you compare it to Shabbat. So Shabbat means you didn't know it was Shabbat and you didn't remember Shabbat. It's always, you forgot it was Shabbat, but you remembered it's Asur to do Malacha on Shabbat. Or you forgot it was Asur to do Malacha, you remembered it was Shabbat, but you forgot that it was Asur to do Malacha. So what if you forgot it was Shabbat and you forgot that there were malachas were aser. Maybe you're so shogeg that you don't even have to bring a korban. That's one way of looking at it. So when it's interesting, okay, it's not b'mikre that I'm comparing it to Shabbat, because Tosfot in Harei Helam Tuma B'Yadov Chayav, when he says what's the difference if it's Helam Mikdash also, who cares? You still have Helam Tuma and you're going to be Chayav, right? That's Rav Nachman's first answer. That's his answer. So they say, Tosfot says, but by Shabbat it's not the same. And that is by Shabbat you're going to be Patur. But by, in this case, you, like the two are different, he says. Okay, and he gives a reason. Here he says because there, right, he says, Delo Dame, okay, why is it not similar? Kevan de'ika nami helem tuma. Aval hadam ensfar alachayvo kol achat ve'achat. In other words, here, each one is judged differently, right? If you have helem mikdash, you're going to be patur. If you have helem tuma, you're going to be chayav. So you can't say, well, if you have both, then it's going to be different because you still, the only thing that's mechayev you is helem tuma. So we can kind of ignore the helem mikdash. Whereas by Shabbat, it's either or. Either one is going to be mechayev you. So then if you end up with both, so then already we're going to patur you because it's like two shkagot. Okay? You're like removed more. It's like a sfeik-sfeiker or something. But when you, in this case of helem tuma, it's not like helem tuma will be mechayev you and helem mikdash will be mechayev you. So if you have both already, we're going to say, oh, you're shogeg. No, the helem mikdash isn't even going to be mechayev you. So therefore, helem tuma is going to be mechayev you either which way. Whether you also have helem mikdash or not, it doesn't matter because the only thing that's mechayev you is helem tuma. And you still have it. But Rava, who says, Hare helem mikdash biyado upatur, there's a very interesting Tosfot on this. What do you assume that means? It means, well, since you also didn't know the mikdash, you'd be patur from korban olav yored, meaning that we're going to treat this more lightly because you didn't know this and you didn't know that, and therefore you're patur. Comes from Beinu Tam, and he says something really interesting. He says that you're only patur from a korban olav yored, but since you did something whose, if you did it b'mezid, what would happen to you? If you knew you were tameh and you went into the mikdash, what would happen? You would have karet. So anytime you have something that's karet, you have a korban chatat. So in this case, it's a unique halacha that you bring a korban olav yored, right? If you're, so therefore, what does he say? It's true you're patur from the unique korban of the korban olav yored, but you're obviously chayav a korban chatat. Okay? Because how could you possibly do something that you're in the mazid, you be chayav karet, and v'shogeg, you get nothing? So Rebbeinu Tam actually says that when it says patur here, it means you're patur from korban olav yored, but you're chayav a chatat. But the Tosfot continues to disagree with him and says, there's no way, this sounds like you're patur, and disagrees. But it's a very interesting shita. It also reminds us of Shabbat, we had like patur of alasur. Okay, here it's different than patur of alasur, because there it's saying, you're patur, you don't get a punishment, but it's still forbidden to do. This is saying, you don't do the korban olav yored, which is, so to speak, more kal. We already said it's more kal than a chatat, because a chatat is kavua, you have to bring an animal. And korban olav yored, it's the sliding scale. You can even bring a mincha if you want it. And here we're saying, well, you're patur from that, but you have to bring something more, which is interesting shita. Okay, so now we have Rav Nachman on one hand, who says, what do you mean? You did Helem Tuma. Who cares about the Mikdash? And therefore you're Chayav. And Rava, who says, no, since you did Helem Mikdash, you're not going to bring the Korban Olev Yareh, because you're not Chayav Korban Olev Yareh when there's Helem Mikdash. So now Rav Ashi tries to answer the Safek. I'm Rav Ashi. Chazinan. Imi Tuma Kaparish, Hare Helem Tuma Biyado, V'Chayav. Imi Mikdash Kaparish, Hare Helem Mikdash Biyado Patur. Again, we're going to have two interpretations of this, okay? If one focuses on what they said, and as when they say to him, what are you doing? And he said, Rashi says, when they say to him, or her, whoever's in the mikdash and it's tameh, and they say, don't you realize you're tameh? Or don't you realize this is the mikdash? And then he says, oh, you're right. And he walks out. And so then it's obvious, whatever question they asked and he responded to, wouldn't that be obvious? Which one is the more significant one for him? So that's one way of reading it. It's a little bit strange because it all depends on what question they asked him and not what he himself thought. So the Ritva says, it's more like when they say, what are you doing? And he says, oh, you're right, I'm Tameh. Or, oh, you're right, this is the Mikdash. And it's when he has that realization, which realization did he have? And that would show which one, and that would then determine, does he bring a Korban Olav Yored or not? So So Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, what are you talking about? Klum parish mi mikdash ala mishum tuma. Klum parish mi tuma ala mishum mikdash. If he says, oh my God, I'm tamei, you're right. But it's only because he's in the mikdash. In other words, it's tuma with the mikdash. Either which way, they're both intertwined. And you can't separate them out and say it's only that one or only that one, based on how he reacted to their question or based on how what question they asked him, whether you go with Rashi or the Ritva. And he says, therefore, ela loshna. Okay, so you can't learn it out from there. So basically, we're left with these two approaches. That one is Rav Nachman and one is Rava, who says it's either because you still have Helim Tuma, you're going to be Chayav, or do we say the fact that it has the added Helim Mikdash, that's going to exempt you. Okay, and like we said, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it might exempt you from the Olav Yoreh, but you might be Chayav a Korban Chatat. Okay, now we're going to get to a classic case of Svekot, which comes up in the beginning of Pesachim also. Tana Rabbanan, Shnei Shvilin, there's two paths that are leading, let's say, assuming here we're talking about to the Mikdash. Okay, there's two paths. Echad tameh v'echad tahor. One is tameh, one is tahor. And one has a dead body, you know, dead bones or something that are going to be metamehim. And, but he doesn't know which path he went on. Okay, so there's two different paths that lead to the mikdash, and he doesn't know which one he went on. V'halach barishon v'lo nichnas. Basheni v'nichnas. So he goes on the first one, and then he doesn't yet go into the mikdash. And then he goes in the second one, and then he goes into the mikdash. Chayav. Okay? So in other words, since he went through both these paths on his way to the mikdash, right, or, you know, he hadn't yet become tahor, so we're basically going to assume, no matter what, he went through one path that was vadai, he's vadai tameh, and therefore, he's chayav. Halach barishon v'nichnas. Let's say he goes through the first path, goes into the mikdash, then he realizes he's tamei, right? So, or he's at least safek tamei. So what does he do? He's zavishina v'taval. So he does the paraduma, okay, because he's a tumat mate. He does the hazayot, and he does it a second time. They do it on the third day and on the seventh day. And he dunks in the mikvah. So now he's tahor, if he was potentially, right, if he was at all tamei to begin with. V'acharkach halach b'sheni v'nichnas, and then he goes on the second path, and goes into the mikdash. Chayav. He's also chayav. Why? I'm going to have to explain this. He's chayav because either which way he went into the mikdash, in other words, both the first time and the second time, he went into the mikdash, batuach, he was tameh, either the first time or the second time. Why does Rabbi Shimon, we're going to see in a minute, Rabbi Shimon poter, why does he poter? Because what was he missing here? Well, not Kavana, but Yediyah. Yeah. He didn't know each time when he went into the Mikdash that he was going into the Mikdash. Remember, you have to have that you knew you were Tameh, then you go into the Mikdash, right? You knew you were Tameh, then you forget, you go into the Mikdash, and then you remember. Now, at this point, what kind of Yediyah did he have? He didn't know each time he went in that he was for sure Tameh. Only at the end can you say, well, both times, you know, altogether, in the equation, he was definitely tameh, but he didn't have a yediyah each time. He only had a safek yediyah. So there's a machloket. It's chayav or patur. And now comes this third opinion, which is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, poter b'kula mishum Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so the Tanakama's opinion is, the first reading is, that the first case, everyone agrees that you're chayav, because no matter what, you weren't metaher in the middle. So no matter what, you were definitely tameh when you went into the mikdash, you're going to be chayav. And only in the second case, when you actually went to the mikveh in the middle and, you know, did the whole tara process in the middle, and then each one is only a safek yediyah, therefore you didn't have that yediyah from the beginning, you're not going to be chayav a korban. But according to the second reading, he says that Mishum Rabbi Shimon is poter even in the first case. So now we're going to have to understand, why is he poter even in the first case, even though you're vadai tameh? Bekulam v'afilu bekamaita. Right, even in the first case, how could that be? Mimanavshach tamehu. Right, in other words, how could you be patur? No matter what, he went tameh into the mikdash, either the first time he went on the path or the second time he went on the path. So how could you, you know, no matter what, he went into the mikdash tameh without being tahur? So amarava hacha b'mayaskina. This is the case. Kigon shahalach barishon ubisha'a shahalach basheni. When he went through the second path, shachach shahalach barishon. To havile mikta yedia, ubahaka miflege. Tanakama savar amrina mikta yedia kechol yedia. Rabbi Shimon Savar, lo amrina mitzat yedia kechol yedia. Okay, here we have a new term, which is called mitzat yedia. So what does this mean? You went into the one path, and then you go in the other path. So no matter what, you pass through Tami. Then what happens? Then you go in the mikdash. So assuming the first way we read it, so you knew you were Tameh at the beginning, right? You knew before you went into the Mikdash that either the first path or the second path, one of them was Tameh, so you had Yediyah. Now we're going to say, no. You didn't have a full Yediyah. Because what happened? You knew the first path was Safek Tumah, but then you forgot. And then, what did you know originally? You knew that either path A or B had Tumah on it. You didn't know which one. So you walked on path A, and you were Safek. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. Then you walk on path B. So at this point, you should know for sure that you went through a Tame path. But you forgot at that point that you walked on path A. So at that point, it's called Miktzat Yediya. You only know right now that you're going on the Safek path. And you knew earlier that you went on the other Safek path. But the two Yediyo don't necessarily combine because at the time that you walk on the second path, you never had a Yediyah that you walked through Tumah. Because each time you only had a Yediyah that maybe I walked through Tumah. And the two don't combine because you forgot one when you went through the second one, right? So since you forgot the second time that you went on the first path, therefore we call that Miktzat Yediyah. And on that there's a machloket. So the first reading of the Mishnah, Tanakhama's reading of Rabbi Shimon, is the Miktzat Yediyah Kachol Yediyah. And therefore, it's like you had Yediyah, and therefore you're going to be chayav a korban. But when we said at the last line, that according to the second opinion, Rabbi Shimon is poter b'kulan, he's even poter on the first one, because he holds lo amrina miktzat yediya kechol yediya. Okay, he doesn't view miktzat yediya as an entire yediya. You didn't have a full yediya. Okay, now moving on to the second case. Halach barishon v'nichnas. So you go on the first path, then you go into the mikdash. So you're suffic at that point. Hizah v'shana v'shina v'taval. So then you do the tara process. Chazar v'halach bashini, then you go on the second path, v'nichnas, chayav. Rabbi Shimon poter, v'amai chayav, safek yediyahu. It's why are you chayav? Because why should you be chayav according to Tanakhama? It's safek yediyah. Each time you went into the mikdash, you didn't have an actual yediyah, right? The first time you went into the mikdash, and you were only safek tameh. And the second time you went into the mikdash, you were also safek tameh because you did tara in the process. So even though at some point you definitely walked through a path and walked into the mikdash, because for sure you ended up in the mikdash, tameh, either which way. But each time you only had a safek yediyah. You didn't have yediyah. Remember, in order to be mechayev korban, you have to have yediyah betchila. Although I shouldn't say that definitively, because what did we say about that? There's a machloket. Do you remember this? Rabbi Akiva says you need yediyah tchila, and Rabbi Yishmael says you don't need yediyah tchila. Okay? Because remember, you have to have, according to Rabbi Akiva, yediyah, helem, and then yediyah. You have to have known, then forgotten, then known again. So remember at the back of your heads that Rabbi Yishmael actually doesn't hold this. But right now we're assuming you need bada yediyah. So how can you have, each time you went in, it was only suffic yediyah. So how could Tanakhama be machayim?
Yeah. The fact that he does that he got Mitaher Tzmo in the middle messes it up. I don't understand why it would be both would be besuffic. Let's say the second one really isn't Tame, the second path isn't Tame and he already cleansed himself.
But he went into the Mikdash first. The first time he went into the Mikdash before he cleansed himself. That's
so
what happened. Each time
cleansing himself has nothing to
No, okay, what's the relevance? Let's start again. He goes on the first path, he walks into the Mikdash. So he's Safek, 50-50 chance he went in Tameh. Then he says, well, I'm going to be Mitaher myself because maybe I was Tameh. So he does the Tara process. But he already, well, it's Safek Yediyah. He never had real Yediyah because he didn't know for sure that he... That's what's called Safek Yediyah. It's exactly that. So he had Safek Yediyah, he didn't have Vada Yediyah. So now he's Mitaher himself. Then he goes back into the Mikdash with after the second path. Right now he goes on the second path. Now at this point, what's the issue? The first case, he hadn't gone to the mikveh in the middle. At this point, he's vadai tameh when he goes on the second path because he went through both paths. At this point, he already was mitaher himself. So the second time, it's exactly like the first time. Except that when you look at each individual case, it's exactly the same. Both times, he goes into the Mikdash with safek yediyah. However, when you look at the whole picture, we know for sure that one of those times he was Tameh. So the question is, does that matter? So according to Tanakhama, it does matter. And the question is why? It shouldn't matter, because if you need Yediyah, so you have to have Vada Yediyah B'tchila. So now we're going to have two explanations of this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, kan asu sefek yidia ki yidia. In this case, they said that sefek yidia is like yidia. Okay, for this you can use the charts that I handed out today. Okay, for this we can say, in this unique case, since there were two sefek yidias, but together they form a whole, because for sure there was a, right, for sure one of them, he was tamei. So they consider this as if it's yidia. The Rish Lakish amar, Hamane Rabbi Yishmael, he damar lobin and yidia b'tchila. Rish Lakish gives the copyright answer. He says, oh, this must be Rabbi Yishmael's opinion, who doesn't even need yidia. And that's why he's Tanakama is Mechayiv. Tanakama is Rabbi Yishmael. Okay? And that's why he says, because you don't even need yidia. So, of course, who cares whether it's sefek yidia? You're going to be chayav because you don't need yidia at all. Now, the Gemara is going to have a problem because they're going to say that they each contradict each other of what they say somewhere else. V'ramid Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yochanan, v'ramid Rish Lakish to Rish Lakish. Why? D'tanya. Achal sefek chelev v'noda. Sefek chelev v'noda. Okay, if you eat a piece that you don't know if it's shuman, right, fat or chelev, forbidden fat or regular fat, and then you find out that you did, what do you have to do? You have to bring a korban chatat. Sefek chelev v'noda. And then you eat another piece of sefek chelev v'noda. Okay, so again, you have to bring another chatat. But what if you ate the sefek chelev and you're not sure if it's, right, it's sefek. So what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to bring an asham talui, remember? You bring a korban in the interim until you determine the status of the piece that you ate. So Rabbi Omer, k'shem shemevi chatat al kol echad v'echad, in this case where you ate two different pieces and then found out in the middle, just like you have to bring korban chatat al kol echad v'echad, kach mevi asham talui al kol echad v'echad. He says, likewise, if you ate a piece of sefek chelev, sefek shuman, and then you ate another piece of sefek chelev and sefek shuman, so you'd have to bring two asham talois on each of those eatings. And let's say you ate a piece and you didn't even realize it was sefek, and then you find out, oh my goodness, that was maybe chelev. Okay? So at that, and then you eat another piece, and then you find out, oh, that might have been sefek, right? That's sefek chelev. So at that point, you have to bring two asham talois. Okay, he's going to be our main opinion, but now we're going to see a different opinion, which we're not going to deal with. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, Amrumi Shum, Rabbi Shimon. Okay, these two people said in the name of Rabbi Shimon, Eino mevi ela asham taloi echad. You only bring one asham taloi. It's not like a chatat. Asham is different. Shenemar, al shigigato asher shagag. What does it say there? It says both shigigato and asher shagag. That's when you bring an asham taloi on a mistake that you made. HaTorah ribta shigigot harbe v'asham taloi echad. It says there you bring a korban asham taloi and shigigot asher and shigato asher shagag. Because it says multiple times shagag, they say even on many shigagot you can bring one asham taloi. So therefore, in a case like this where you found out in the middle what you ate was safek, and then you ate another piece and what you ate was safek, even though for chatat, if you find out independently about each one, you bring two chataot, you don't do the same for an asham taloi. Now we're going back to the first opinion. So the first opinion was that you bring an asham taloi, two asham taloi, just like the chatat. So now we're going to have a machloket, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, how to understand this. Va'amar Rish Lakish, kan shina Rebbe, yidiot sfeikot mitchalkot lechataot. So now we say, Rish Lakish says that what Rebbe was trying to teach you here is that yidiot that are sfeikot, even though you didn't really know, they're distinct for chataot, meaning if you brought a korban chata, I'm sorry, you ate a piece of chelev, you didn't know it was chelev, and then you find out it was safek chelev, and then you ate a. What do we generally say with chatat? You have to have knowledge. If you do kulam behelem echad, then you're chayav one chatat. What does that mean? It means I ate a piece of chelev, I ate another piece of chelev, I had no idea this was chelev, I kept eating, right, and then I ate another. And then I find out that it was all chelev, so that's one korban chatat. But if you had a sefek yediyah in the middle, according to Rish Lakish, that's going to mean that you bring separate chataot. Now, if you find out in the middle, maybe this is chelev, that eventually when you find out its status that it really was chelev, that's going to be judged independently from another piece. And therefore, he says, that's why he says the same thing with the asham talui. Because the asham talui also, what are you finding out in the middle? You found out it was a suffix, right? And therefore, you have to bring an asham talui on that one and on the other one. For Rabbi Yochanan, which basically, just let's take it back to ours, that's called a yediyat suffix. And what would you say then? Yediyat suffix is like a yediyah. Now, if it's like a yediya, then that's going to match Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that says kana su safek yediya ki yediya. But that's Rish Lakish, not Rabbi Yochanan. That's going to be the problem. And Rabbi Yochanan amar kishem shidiyat vaday ba'alma mitchalkot l'chataot kach yediyot safek mitchalkot l'ashamot. Rabbi Yochanan comes and says the exact opposite, which is, what did Rabbi mean when he said this? He wasn't saying a safek yediya is going to make you chayav a separate chatat. No. It's like an analogy. The same way chatat, when you find out for sure that you ate it, and then you eat again, and then you find out for sure that you ate chelev, right, when you didn't know, that's going to make you bring two chataot. So when it comes to an asham taloi, since the whole thing is safek, so just like by an asham taloi, if you find out in the middle that maybe this is a safek, and then you eat another piece, and then you find out maybe that was safek, or maybe that's chelev, right, you find out it's safek, then you're going to have to do separate chataot. But he doesn't think, right, it's only a vadai, but not a safek yediya would be mechalek l'chataot. So therefore, he says the opposite of what he said there. So both of them contradict each other. So bishlema Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan lokashya. Kan asu v'lo b'chol atura kula asu. He says, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kan asu safek yediya k'yediya. Again, we're comparing apples and oranges like we did earlier today. We're not comparing Olaviyore to Olaviyore, and we're not comparing Yediya, the same Yediya to the other Yediya. What are we comparing here? In this case, we're talking about when is Safik Yediya ki Yediya. There's two Yediyot in an Olaviyore. There's the Yediya before. First you had to know you were Tameh, then you forget, and then you have to find out in the end that you're Tameh. So in the case we were talking about, what were we talking about? The first Yediya. Did you know you were Tameh? You walked on this path. Did you know you were Tameh? In that case, a Safik Yediya is like a Yediya, according to Rabbi Yochanan. But hacha hu deloktiva yediya behedya. There it doesn't say the word yediya. Miven ne'elam hu tekaate. V'lo b'cholatura torasu. Tidichtiv ohodailav. When he finds out in the end, what does it say? When he finds out, right? Hodailav. Therefore, you need yediya ma'al yata be'inan. When you find out in the end that you're tameh, or that whatever it is that you did, like in the chatat, you found out it was chelev, then what kind of yediyah do you have to have there? A vada yediyah. So if you found out in the middle that maybe it was chelev, that's not going to be mechayev you a separate chatat. It's only a vada yediyah. Okay? And that's because it says ohodailav. And he knew. There you need a full yediyah. So the yediyah b'tchila is not the same as the yediyah b'sof. Okay? The first yediyah, it's enough to have a safek yediyah. And Rish Lakish, Ela l'Rish Lakish, Ademokim l'ke Rabbi Yishmael, Nukma k'Rebbe. And as if Rish Lakish really holds, that Rebbe holds, Yediyo Tzvekot Mitchalkot l'chataot, why didn't he say that Mishnah, that Braita, was Rebbe? It would be very simple to say the Shnei Shvilim case was Rebbe. He didn't have to say it's Rabbi Yishmael. It was like a more Dechuk Svara. You could just say it's like Rebbe. So what are we saying? Why did Rish Lakish say it's Rabbi Yishmael? Because HaKamashmalan, De Rabbi Yishmael lo bai yediyah betchila. He wanted to teach you that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't need yediyah in the first place. So then they say, pshita. We know that Rabbi Yishmael, it's obvious that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't need yediyah betchila. Now we go back to earlier in the parak. When did we learn that he doesn't need yediyah? Because why? De lo bai, pshita de lo bai. Obviously he doesn't need yediyah. Mi de lo miyatre le krai v'ne'alam. De mechayav al helem mikdash. He uses the word v'ne'alam to teach about helim mikdash. Remember, these two machlokot are connected. It's a good full circle to review. Rabbi Shmuel held that helim mikdash was included, right? And why does he learn it? From the extra word v'ne'alam. Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn that because he doesn't think helim mikdash is part of the Torah, right? You don't bring a korban or levi yoreid if you have helim mikdash. He uses the word v'ne'alam to teach you that you had to have a yediya b'tchila. Okay, so Rabbi Shmuel doesn't have neither. So you don't need to teach it because he doesn't even have a free pasuk to teach it. Obviously, you know that. So now, what do they say? Ma'u ditema ki lele mi cry about mi gemara itle kamashmalan. You might have thought that even though he doesn't learn it out from a pasuk, he doesn't have a pasuk to learn it, but maybe he has a masoret to learn it, and maybe he would have learned from masoret. Even though he doesn't have a pasuk for you to teach it, he might have learned mi masoret that helim mikdash is included. You need yediyah b'tchila. Sorry, Heli Mikdash, he thinks it's included, but you might have thought that you don't have the pasuk to teach you that you need yediyah b'tchila, but he might have a masoret about it. Kamashmalan, came Rish Lakish to say, this is Rabbi Yishmael, so that you know that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't need Yidia B'tchila. Because you might have thought, even though he doesn't have a pasuk for you to teach it, he might have learned it from a Masoret. And that's what Rish Lakish said, and therefore Rish Lakish doesn't contradict himself, because he could have in theory said it was Rabbi, who holds the Sefik Yidia is Ki Yidia, but he doesn't say it because he has an other motivation in mind, which is he wants to tell you that don't be fooled, Rabbi Yishmael really doesn't hold. And you can imagine, after learning this whole parak, why it would be so important to teach this, because it seems so obvious that you need Yidia B'tchila, right? That's something we've been talking about the whole parak so far, the whole two parakim, about this Yidia B'tchila. But Rabbi Yishmael really has this unique opinion and really doesn't learn. You just don't need that Yidia in the beginning, okay? And that's why the Shnei Shvilim, right? Even though you had the Sefik Yidia, you went through both, but it's not for sure each time you went in without this Yidia, right? This, you had a Sefik Yidia every time you walked in. So therefore, he would hold that you're patur because you're chayav because you don't need a vada yediyah.